in the Gita already have heard, Vesarmuyahuve Vidya Vedanta Krit Ved Vidivacham. The Vedas have substantiated me, and Vedas have shown the path to get me. The rays of the sun is coming. The rays of the light of the sun is showing the sun, primarily, and simultaneously showing other things. Not illuminating other things, sun is rising. Sun has risen to show himself, and simultaneously he is showing also other things. Like that, Vedas has come from Supreme Lord, and Vedas is substantiating Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is a person, one of our God brother. He had some sort of contact with Mayavadi, and they used to say all these forms, they're temporary. Ultimately, reality is formless. It's no formless, impersonal. That sort of mentality was there. By seeing Gurudev, he was attracted and he took mantra, but he could not fully accept the devotional rules and regulations because of his previous connection. And he used to stay in my room. Then I had some discussion. He was always thinking, yes, ultimately we shall have to go to formless and that impersonal Brahma, Shoham, Ham Brahmasmi, all this procedure as they are. Those who are not unable to think formless Brahma, they accept some form and they concentrate and ultimately they, in this way. And I was trying to explain it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Achintya Vedavet Siddhanta. Inconceivable simultaneous distinction and non-distinction. But he was not accepting. He was always saying, there is no form, no form. Then I say, you are speaking to me, you are giving me knowledge. In form or formless, whatever you are saying to me, in form or in formless, without form. You are speaking with form, and you are getting knowledge from your Gurudev. That is also form. Give me some instance that somebody has got the knowledge from a formless. Then I shall believe. Arjuna has got knowledge from Krishna. Krishna has got form. Vedavyas Muni has got form. Sukadev Goswami form, imparting the knowledge to Parikrit Maharaj. Whatever you will find there in the scriptures, there is no proof. If you think that ultimate reality is formless, then formless you have to show, the ultimate reality is formless, in formless he has come and has given. That form is transcendental spiritual form. If ultimate reality has got no form, there cannot be any forms in this world. Nothing can be the cause of something. These forms are transformable. These forms are changing. But Supreme Lord has got eternal spiritual form. If you got no belief in Supreme Lord, how will you get the knowledge? Knowledge he is imparting to Brahma, not to any impersonal formless person.